Amen. Let's find a seat. Make sure that we get these to you. Well, as they're passing these out, I'm going to go ahead and, if Brad's okay with this, I'm going to go ahead and introduce Dr. Tim to come up. But as he's coming up, let's just bow our heads. Let's pray real quick. If they're passing out stuff, you don't have to close your eyes. Lord, thank you so much for everything that you're doing here at Harvest. So great to be able to celebrate this. Bless this time together as we just talk vision and talk future in your precious name. Amen. Let's give Dr. Tim a hand as he comes up to walk us through it.
All right, well, thank you all for coming in today and listening to information about how we're doing as a church. Put the mic. You want them to hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, appreciate everybody being here and the opportunity to share in the business meeting about how we as a church have done this last year. So, I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about the past and then pass the microphone back to Pastor Matt to talk about future and all that. So the accounting report kind of looks at how things have gone in the past. And I'm thinking, you know, we're going to have our 40-year anniversary coming up really soon. Amazing to think about how many years have gone by. And we've been here for 39 of those 40 years that I've been at this church. William Cox, maybe longer than that, and the Lutzes, just a few. But anyway, this is one of the most optimistic times that I can remember in the 40-year history of the church that I've been here, where we've really had a terrific year, and just looking forward to going forward, you know, some really good opportunities with the building and all that. So I debated. I almost don't feel right even standing on this platform after the wedding and the great sermon today and all that. And so now we're going to talk about numbers. Whoa, kind of tough. But anyway, I know you all have been here for different reasons. I just wanted to share that the reason I came to Harvest 39 years ago was to be on the softball team. So anyway, I mean, and yeah, I guess everyone has a reason, but we had a really good team. The very first year, we didn't win a game, but it was fun. In fact, just to show you.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
okay.
You don't see this often.
All right, go for it, dude. Uh-oh. All right, hey. There you go, Tim. Hey, Tim's giving me inspiration for a new message. Look at this. Yeah.
There we go. You haven't seen this very often. This is the jersey.
Spin.
This is it. The numbers faded, but this was the jersey and all that. I played right field on a team that couldn't win any games, so you can see I had a big factor in the team. But anyway, this is it. This is probably the first time most of you have seen the jersey from Harvest Assembly for the first year. It was called White Harvest at the time. It's the real deal. The number's gone. It's kind of faded. I'm a number guy, and my uniform number is gone. But it's been replaced. It's a multi-use shirt. It's attracted paint and oil from the car. What?
That used to be white.
The shirt? Yeah, I think so. You know, it happens over time. So I actually had to take it off the frame. I had it framed on the wall. I had to take it off and to put it on. But anyway, I thought for this occasion, I don't have to do this next year, fortunately, so I figured this is the time. Okay, so I apologize. But anyway, so Maybe we'll start a team someday. I would mention the second year we went from worst to first. So we won the trophy the second year. And we had a really, really good team. It was a lot of fun. Anyway, back to the financials. Okay. Like I say, it really has been a great year. Pastor Matt is really, there's the dynamic. It's just outstanding. I'm really, really thrilled about, getting to be here this extra year and seeing how well we've done. There's, as usual, I've got the front page, the front side, just kind of a write-up of things, and then on the second page are all the crazy numbers, and I just maybe try to highlight some of the key things that I found have really, really been outstanding this year. It's kind of in the second paragraph, a little bit of a summary there, but our cash position went up significantly, up to almost $360,000. A lot of that was due to the building fund. If you look on the back page, our building fund went last year from about $34,000 to almost $150,000, and it's well above that now. So that's thankfully for all of you that have been committed toward this expansion program and the pledging and giving of your pledges. That's been a lot of the growth. We've invested nearly $200,000 in various capital projects this year already. That doesn't include any part of the building fund, like the new bathrooms, the security system. And we've been able to use pay for all of that out of general funds. So we haven't had to touch the building fund at all. And still, our general fund did go up a little bit. In spite of all that's down a little bit now because we finished paying for the bathrooms, but we've committed a huge amount of money this last year. The carpeting, the ceilings coming up, the ceiling tile, the flooring out there, the renovation of the trailers in the back, but a lot of really great projects to just enhance the entire church, and we've been successful at that this year. I mentioned in here too, we've collected, we're right on track. We've collected about 25% of the pledges. We're about 25% into the two-year campaign. There were pledges of $235,000 initially. And like I say, we've collected about 25% of that already. And so more to come in, which is good. We have, for the first time, it shows on the second page, we've incurred debt. We've got a good situation with the Assemblies of God's with their lending programs for church expansion. But if you see on that back page, there's a number that says $871,000, and most of that is long-term debt that is being used to fund the project. That's going to grow to next year at this time. We're going to be around $2.4 million, and that's the commitment we're making to this whole building thing. There will be needs in the future to be able to generate the income to be able to pay off that debt, but we're believing and we're seeing terrific growth in the church this last year, and so we're going to be able to, a step out in faith, but we're going to be able to be successful at that. At the same time, our property and equipment on the back page, it's gone to $2.1 million, almost $2.2 million from $1.2 million last year. So that's $1 million of increase in our capital resources. A lot of that, again, is that expansion and that first phase of $700,000 and then all the other things we've done. So that's a lot of strength in a time of trial, in a sense, the inflation and everything, but the church has really been dedicated toward improving our facilities. And then our fund balance is going up, which is always good. That's a reflection of the earnings that we've had over the years. And that, if you look over, that had gone down some. Dropping down on that second part of the number page there, we had excess fundings. It's way down in the lower right-hand corner. It says $233,876. That's our excess of revenues, or tithes basically, in over our expenses. And so If you look at the other items to the left of that, you can see we had some negatives there for several years. And now we've turned that positive in a big way. Another significant number on the back there is that under the receipts, tithes and offerings, and under July of 2022 there, it's $1,053,000. So for the first time in a long time, we've exceeded $1 million in tithes and offerings. So that's a real testimony to the church. We had years back where we were at $1 million on a regular basis and even higher, and went through a period where it dropped off a little bit. We're back up and growing really, really well. And like I say, that led to the excess, and with those excesses, we almost put all of that money back into the church itself, into those building projects. So that's a real sound organization that we can do that. We also, I meant to mention, we have to pay interest as we've got this debt. All the interest has been paid out of the general funds. There's a line item that says interest there, building loans, $16,500. So we've used our general funds. We haven't had to touch the building fund to completely pay for the interest, and we've budgeted to continue to do that. We don't have to start paying on the principal until 2 years after the loans have been established. So that'll give us a time to grow as a church and accumulate the money so that we can be paying both the principal and the interest. But ideally, in that interim two-year period, we'll just pay that out of general funds. So the position of the church is really, really strong, I believe. It's just primed to do some terrific growth once we finish this off in a few months, that it's going to be a really dynamic time. So anyway, that's kind of a quick summary. Like I say, I'm really, really excited about how things are going. You imagine how I felt when I would come in here in July of 2017, you know, or in November, and I'd say, oh, we lost some more money, guys, or, you know, and that, but we're hanging in there as best we can. So we've really turned the corner and, you know, optimistic about going forward. And a lot of that, obviously, is due to our leadership that we have. And another point, I'm rambling a little bit, but the very last line, it says youth down there on the back page. It says $8,048, okay? If you see, before that, there was hardly anything spent for youth. You know, things weren't going really well on that side, but we brought in a very dynamic person that's related to the pastor and turned things around, you know? So there she is in the front row. I mean, sky arrived. And things have been happening. We didn't have any money in the budget, so it says activity fund. So we did have an activity fund. We had some money in there that we were able to use to fund their program last year as they took off, and now they've got a budget for going forward. So that's been, as we all know, a really great thing. So anyhow, I'm open for questions. I've overdone my time by a whole lot. Okay. Thanks. Anyhow, it's been a lot of fun. It's... No questions? All right. Hey, that was great. Thanks very much. No, is there anybody that has anything that wants further information or clarification about how we're doing? Like I said, it's a great time to be holding the mic right now. It's really good. Well, thank you. That's great. Jonathan's not going to say anything. I told him he can't say anything again. Good. Okay. Thank you.
Well, before he leaves the stage, I don't know if you guys understand. No, stay right here. Here, stay right here. Stay right here. Come here. Come here, Tim. Come here. This is going to be Tim's last one. His is last hurrah. So we have somebody amazing that's going to be stepping in. Zoya, would you stand up right here and just wave at everybody? She's going to be becoming our new church financial advisor, accountant, the whole thing, and we're so thankful you're going to be a part of it. But guys, can we just point our hands toward Tim here real quick? We're going to pray for him. I'm going to touch it. Father God, we just thank you for Tim. Thank you for his love for this church. Thank you for his family. Thank you, dear God, that you're going to continue to bless him. Praying for even his children just to get closer to you, Lord Jesus. And Father God, I love this man. Just pray that you will give him favor guide his steps, take care of them. We love him, and we're so thankful we'll get to see him 6 months of the year. And so we give you all thanks and praise. And bless Zoya as she comes in to take over for him, and just bless her and her family as well. And we ask this in your precious name. Amen. Let's give him another hand. Bless you, buddy. Love you, man, so much. Yeah. Tim. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go, man. There you go, bud. Well, Tim, I think, has given me an idea for a future sermon. When he started taking off his shirt, every Sunday we'll do that. We'll call it Going Back to the Garden. I'm joking. Thank you. Yeah, that's true. That's right. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Well, you guys, God is doing some really amazing things here, and I'm just thankful for the direction that the Lord has taken us and where he's brought us so far. And I've said this many times, I've said this in front of a lot of people and stuff, but my coming into this body, being able to worship with you, having Brad and Bill in my life, having the other pastors, Dana, Charger, Pastor John, Pastor Ben, somebody, I don't want to forget anybody, but it's like these pastors and them teaming up with a prayer warrior like Chuck, and just kind of guys in this church has women that just love God, men that love God, amazing worship team. For me to say this is about us too, this is not. This is all God, amen? And we're just so thankful for this. But on my way to Israel, there was a few questions that I asked. I actually have it written in my journal in my office. I forgot to bring it in. But there were some questions that I asked the Lord to reveal to me while I was over there. And one of them was specifically about, I don't care how you do it, God, but you know, speak a fresh vision into my life, whether it's in dreams, whether it's through scripture, through somebody talking to me, however that comes down. And so what I want to give you today is really a result of what I feel like that the Lord has shown me, that I'm hoping that this will be the direction that we can continue to go, not just in 2023, but that we will actually come out of this year just firing on all cylinders, amen, full of the Holy Spirit, ready to do. And one of the first things that the Lord said to me, I basically just called it this, roots in the ground. Colossians 2, 6 through 7 says this, so then, just as you've received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. And so I felt like the God said this, and it's for you. And well, can I say this too, first of all? How many churches would die to have the number that we had just showed up to a vision meeting? Come on. Over 100 people are here to hear the vision of a church, and there's churches that would love to even just have this as their body. And so it speaks to what God is trying to do here. But God said this, that we need to drop roots right where God has you. Amen. Drop roots right where God has you. If you are here today to capture a fresh vision for harvest, for Chesapeake and the lost, this is where you are supposed to be. This is where you are meant to be. Right here, right now, is where it's at. This is there is a reason that God has you here. If you are here today, let me just say this. If you are here today, be all in. If you got problems with harvest, come talk to Brad, me, Brad, Bill. We can talk that out and see what we can do. But if you're good, let's be all in and let's see people come to Jesus. Amen? Be all in. Get into a home group. Dana, wave. Chuck, wave. Guys, we have some of the best leaders in America that can get you going here in a home group, and we're about to fire off new homes and new leadership and everything in January. We're going to start talking a lot about it in December. But if you want to connect, you want to drop some roots, find a home group. Get in there with some people and get some discipleship going on. I just felt like the Lord was saying that. Let me say this one. I don't know if there's anybody in here that this might be speaking to. Start tithing. Being all in is tithing. And one of the things is join us in the building fund. You know, I've got these, and this is what I'm going to say. If there's anybody in here that never got a chance to fill one of these out, come see me. I've got a stack right here. I'll be sitting right here, and I'd love to hand you one. And it actually tells you to go home for a week. Pray about it. Pray what God is going to tell you to do. There might be some of us that are sitting here that you just kind of maybe backed off from giving. We actually started giving more than what we started with because the Lord is doing something amazing. We're going to talk about what's going on over here, but I want to encourage you to be all in. Man, join us in the building fund. Join us in just tithing to God. Find out what God's going to do in your life just by being faithful in that. Find somewhere in the church to serve. Find it. Don't wait for somebody to ask you. I wish that we were that good that we knew exactly what to ask you to do. But if the Lord is speaking to you, find somewhere to serve. That's going to help you put your roots down. Give your all. Pursue the things of God. Put down roots. Sometimes we delay on fully committing to what God is trying to do because we have gotten used to living at the surface of God's call. Hear what I'm saying, okay? Because this was about me. God had to kind of pull at me when I was in Israel about this. And sometimes we get kind of comfortable in the surface of the calling, but it's really about going into the depths, getting deeper, walking out into the unknown. And what is God? Because if when we get out to something that we can't control anymore, then we know it was God. Amen. We're never fully investing where He has us. You are here today. I believe that God is calling us to embrace where the Lord has us and to get ready to put down deeper roots in the name of Jesus. Can I get an amen? Second thought is this, is stand up and be counted. Okay? Stand up and be counted. Nehemiah 2:18 says, "And I told them of the hand of my God that had been upon me for good, and also of the words that the king had spoken to me. And they said, 'Let us rise up and build.' So they strengthened their hands for the good work." And the Lord spoke to me about some specific things that I want to say to you. I wish the whole church was hearing this right now. But one of the first things that the Lord said to me was that I am supposed to lead in this, raising up more women to be most effective at their highest potential. Leading, gifts, moving in the spirit, knowing the scripture, serving, and worshiping. The Lord spoke to me about positioning men as watchmen, leading, creating a culture of God-fearing believers, men that love the word. And God says it's time to say yes, and it's time to say yes and go. Amen. And one of the things is that, look, I can talk about that, about lifting women up into a higher place of being able to serve and being at their highest potential and men becoming more lovers of word and stuff like that. But the truth is that is going to happen in the part of putting down the roots, of finding where you're going to serve, getting into a home group, being a part of the building project, your tithing and all this. But guys, it's also the Wednesday night prayers. Yeah. It's the Tuesday morning prayers. It's worshiping on Sunday and coming in and really experiencing things. It's us going and on our own, ladies, men, on our own, finding a place with the Lord. I want this church to have a full culture of wanting to pray. And I'm talking about getting in and praying. I want us to be a church that has a culture for worship. That's why we have the awakenings. How many of you guys love awakenings? You know what I'm saying? Is there anybody in this room that has never had a chance to go to an awakening yet? And you're here at the vision meeting. Okay, I want to encourage you because we have literally, we just busted through the ceiling of 200 people that are coming and worshiping and praying together. What is God going to do? What does God, Chuck believes that actually Wednesday night that we're going to see the prayer meeting being the largest service of the church. And so this is the vision, that we're creating this culture that, yes, come to Harvest, but when you come to Harvest, God's going to get a hold of you. Things are going to get shaken up, you know? So here's the third thought. God says it's time to say yes and to go, and I want to speak into missions real quickly. Acts 13:47 says, "For this is what the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth." This is what we know. The ports, the countries, the airports, everything are opening back up for us to be able to go and start sending people out to minister and represent Harvest throughout the world. We're talking about Israel, the Philippines, Indonesia, Pakistan, the LA Dream Center, come on, give it to me, Los Angeles. Chesapeake is our own backyard missions field, amen? We're going to send people, but we also want to keep reaching the people that are in our city. We know that they have leadership in this community that lives behind us right now that's allowing us to come back in and really start working with people. We're giving them, I think it's Joan. Is Joan here? Is she left? How many turkeys do we have set aside?
We're working on 60 or more
turkeys and just food that we're going to be giving, which at about, I think last year they were saying knock it off, but now they're wanting us in. You know what I'm saying? So we have a great potential. And listen, part of the mission field, and I said this at one of the leadership meetings, is that comes down to us, where how easy is it for us to text somebody and say, hey, come to church with me? How easy is it to make a phone call or just to have one of our church cards and hand it to somebody when you get into a conversation and say, you need to come check out Harvest? I say, keep texting, keep calling, keep handing out, keep inviting, and let's see the kingdom of God grow, amen? People that need Jesus. Fourth thing is this. Part of the vision is building for future generations and building for future kingdom builders. And I want to speak to our new coming Student Ministry Center. Student Ministry Center. And this is going to be, I would say this, is that I've got people that will come up all the that's been happening in the past couple of months, and they're coming up and they're going, Pastor Matt, you know, the services are really getting crowded, man. I can't wait till we start building the new sanctuary. And in my heart, I love that. I love being able to dream, but I like dreamers that can also do. Does that make sense? So what we have to do is be good stewards with what's about to happen over here, because God is about to shake up our children and our youth and our young adults. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand of praise for this. I want to talk just a little bit, just very quickly, you know, with our children and youth ministries. You see, the children's ministries, if you don't know what's going on, is that there's kind of an explosion going on. After the VBS, how many kids in Sunday school accepted Jesus? What was that? 40 plus, right? It's like 42 kids lifted their hands for Jesus and accepted him as Savior. We have young kids that are getting filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, in our youth department, they're exploding. You've got children that are being filled with the Holy Spirit, that are finding their true identity in Christ. They're going to conferences. They're going to start going to missions group. They're becoming effective. They're inviting their friends to come and be a part of what Pastor Sky is doing there. And then you got Morgan and their group with the young adults. And it's that same sense of community where they're wanting to see young men and women find Jesus and figure out who they are. And one of the things that God said to me regarding this building right here is that that's just not going to be a building of people getting saved. It's going to be a building where they walk out called. Yes. Receive what I just said. They're going to get saved and turn around with Jesus, but they're going to walk out called to build the kingdom of God. And that's the vision that I have for this building. I know I have people that stop. Our church attorney, I had to talk to him a little bit, and he was just telling me that every day he drives by, he just can't believe what God is doing on the outside. And I'm like, dude, you need to come in and see what God's doing on the inside. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm believing. Not just saved, but they're going to come out being called. Our young people are going to do that. And God showed me that this building will be a building of calling. And I'm really, really believing this. And then one of the things that I felt like the Holy Spirit said to me, and this actually came in a dream. I didn't have a lot of dreams in Israel. I was like, oh, come on, God. I wanted to dream every night. You know, and one of them was this, was I woke up and I just felt that, I felt what the Lord had said to me was that we as a church have to remove all distractions. Okay? And one of the things that came out in this was that we have to get into his presence. No matter what the distraction is, no matter what it takes, whatever it takes, Lord, increase my ability to pursue only what you call me to do and deliver me from the crippling effect of fruitless distraction. Yes. Let me read that to you again. This is what the Lord gave me. Whatever it takes, Lord, increase my ability to pursue only what you call me to do and deliver me from the crippling effect of fruitless distraction. And here's, I think this is my, no, it's not my, it's my almost last thought. God is calling us to a fresh revival through worship and our prayer. How many of you guys love William? Come on, man. So this is what I also love about him, is that he is waiting to hear what the vision is for the church here so that he can go and take the vision to the worship team. Isn't that good? And what God has already given him. And that's what I think is beautiful. God is calling us to a fresh revival through our worship and our prayer. It's not something we have decided to do because it's a good idea. It's because God has called us to assemble and to worship. It's a call to the people of God to come into the presence of God, to be filled with him, so that this very life we have been given is for the sake of the world. I really want us to capture this. This worship is not about just us feeling good so we can go out and get through the next week. We're doing this for the sake of the world, that we see more people coming to Jesus. Psalms 99, 1 through 3, CSB. The Lord reigns, it says. The peoples tremble. He is enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth quake. Let the Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awe-inspiring name, for he is holy. To worship the living God, to remember God's greatness and kindness and power in our lives, to worship with others, every race and culture in the body of Christ by the power of the Spirit. Listen to this, approaching God clean, going for next level worship. Prayer. And guys, like I said, I didn't even get to say this in the second service, but when is the last time that we have gone on bended knee to worship the Lord, to lay prostrate before him, to lift our hands into worship, that we would go into next level, where that next level is, we're not just here on Sunday. We can't even be in our car without getting into the presence of the Lord. Things are starting to change and shift, and that we get, listen, we can't forget this. We got to get into God's word. We have to. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. We are in a day and time where it's not the thing anymore to go out and buy a Bible, because we can get it on our phone. We have it on our iPod. We can read the Bible on our TVs now, and that's okay if we're doing it. But what's important is that we're getting the word into here. You know what I mean? Amen? Give me an amen. That we're putting the word in here. So that's the way. So here's the last thing. This was the question that I just felt like the Lord gave. How bad do we want Jesus? How much more to walk out the plan that God has for us and truly live as image bearers of Jesus, being intentional about our spiritual growth, pressing into Jesus daily with passion and dedication and consistency. God is calling Harvest to be intentional and make time for God in our busy schedules. Look, that what that says to me is we have to start paying attention to what are the things that we need to tear down. We just came out of a series talking about knocking down Asher poles and destroying altars. What is it that we need to tear down so that we can get closer to the Lord? How about having some discipline to where we can actually be living out the radically transformed lives part of our church? You know, that's gonna make people want to be a part of this. When people see that coming, they're like, man, I got to go and be a part of this. And so I'm going to close with this scripture. And this is just to kind of wrap up the vision. 1 Corinthians 2:9. That is what the scriptures mean when they say, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. So that's my vision. That's my vision for the church. And I'm praying, you guys, that we're going to be stepping into this, because there's so many opportunities. God is positioning us to see more and more people come to Christ. And I'm just so thankful for this church and for this team that is here today. And I love you all. And God bless you. Yeah, come on. Is Brad still here? Brad? Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. Come on up here, Brad. Look, he's dressed for this, man. Come on, dude. Man. I didn't hear that. What happened? Okay. So listen, if you need any of these, I will have these. I would love to personally put this in your hand and just thank you for joining us with the building project. So.
All right. Am I praying?
Or any questions?
I'm saying something?
Is there any questions? Is there praise reports? Anything, guys? Everybody's good? Y'all hungry?
Yeah. Yes.
I just want to share, I teach 4 or 5 year old Sunday school, second service. And 2 weeks ago, I was leading, had a lesson, it was on the Israelites and Joshua leading the Israelites into the promised land. They didn't want to talk about the Israelites. They wanted to talk about Jesus.
Wow.
3 times I tried to lead a lesson into Israelites.
person that came to
Yeah. All right, let's put our hands together. That's awesome. That's some great testimonies. One last thing I wanted to share very quickly. We had a lady that had come in, and she was looking for a place to put on this party that's got 100 people that are coming to it. And when she came in, she was very resistant at first, kind of like, do you let people like us? She was black, and she was like, do you let people? And we're like, of course, you know. And she wasn't really being, you know, and so she was talking to Michelle. And so Michelle walked her down, was showing her places, and then all of a sudden they came into the sanctuary, and the Spirit of God hit her, and she goes, I have never felt the presence of God like this. And she just started weeping. She all of a sudden then goes back, and she's just talking to everybody, excited to be a part of this, you know, that she just felt welcome and all this. But God, she felt the presence of God. There was nothing going on in here, and she just felt the presence of God drop on her. It was an amazing thing.
All right. Would you all stand with me? I have two things physically I want us to do today. And as a SMC gets further along, we'll have a chance to write all over it, you know, before it gets all covered up. We'll figure out when that is. But right now, I want you just to envision the fact of when you're standing, what's important is that your feet are connected, right? They're rooted, and then we can stand. So I want us to pray that that would be what's happening in our church. Each one of us, each family is getting rooted in this coming year so that we can truly grow. You go down, you build deep roots so you can build great fruit. So, Father, we thank you. As we're physically standing, we envision the rootedness that needs to happen in each of our lives individually, but also in our families, in our ministries. We ask, Lord, that we would not be trying to run. At the moment, you don't run. You're trying to build roots. We're not trying to leave. We're not trying to be transplanted. We're literally letting those roots go deep. So I pray, Father, for that. Deep roots that would bring forth good fruit. And I pray, Lord, that a year from now, even as we're rejoicing in the blessing, there'll be even more fruit because we pressed in, we went down deep, and you began to work through each one of us, including those little ministry that's happening in the 4 and 5-year-olds. We thank you, God, that's evidence of good things happening in the parents. We bless you for it. Now, lastly, I think we can all fit. Can you all get over and touch this wall over here? Get a place where you can place a hand on the wall, because this is very tangibly, literally on the other side is this student ministry center. And as Pastor Lori mentioned, we are, wow, my faith was a little low. You're going to have to each get like a pinky in there or something. You can kind of go into that closet too, because it goes a little further. Oh yeah, Victor will go on top of people there. All right. This is good. But starting tomorrow, cranes show up and they're putting the roof on tomorrow. So I'm not sure there's going to be room for me. I'll just reach this way. All right. So I want us to speak anointing, all right? Speak anointing as we close. Father, we are so grateful for what you have done. A year ago, we were just starting the external renovations, and God, what a beautiful place you've created. And now, Father, we place our hands on this wall, and we pray that literally the Spirit of God would begin to flow across from this sanctuary into that building. We ask, Lord, that even right now, that the foundation, that they did what they need to do, they took a long time to make sure it was right. We pray that that foundation would not just be physically right, but spiritually full, spiritually rich, oh God. We pray that the soil would be good in Jesus' name. And as we place our hands on this wall, we ask for your anointing to flow in every part. We pray for these workers not to understand why, but they just sense something special about this building. I pray, Lord, that you will bring safety to everyone. No one will be injured, but also that they will do actually their absolute best, that this would be constructed in such a way it will last for as long as you need it to last, oh God. And we pray, Lord, not just for a beautiful building, but we pray, as Pastor Matt already said, for people to get saved and then called and go forth from this place, that this will be like Antioch, planting churches all over the world from the kids and the young people that are in that room and in that building. We ask it, Lord, and we're going to give you the glory because we know a year from now it's going to be all done in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen. Let's bless the Lord and try not to trip on someone as you step back. Oh, yeah, if you'd like a WeBuild form there, come see Pastor Matt. He'll personally sign it for you and be autographed. God bless you all.